That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Fernandina Beach at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion, your input. What are your thoughts on the subject each and every day as we face the issues? It's our joy to have you join us. We pray that you're inviting others to tune in each and every day as we face the issues, dealing with issues that I believe that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to grasp and understand and promulgate in the society in which we're living in. I'm asking the question today, the issue today, will it be freedom or socialism? Will it be freedom or socialism? Which will we have 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if Jesus tarries? Will America be a free nation as we are purported to be today, or will we be a totally Marxist, socialist, communist nation? We need to choose. We need to make a decision. And there are things taking place today that we need to understand that is happening. And as a result of that, it's promulgating and pushing us into the socialistic vein. Ladies and gentlemen, a recent article from Hillsdale College posted an article that asked the question, and I'm reading from the article, "When did everyone become a socialist?" End quote. The article's focus is on how the left in America plans the great reset of the economy and the way of life in America. The article stated that socialism becoming increasingly popular expressly among the younger Americans. It goes on to say, according to the survey that's quoted in the Hillsdale article, that 49% of those 16 to 23 years of age want socialism. And when you look at the broad picture, the millennial age group, 18 to 35 year of age, 62% want socialism. We're going to talk about that today, but that is the lead statement and understanding to get us into talking about what's taking place with the federal government, the state government, and the local legislative bodies forcing legislation that will continue to eat away at our freedom of speech and our religious liberties. It's getting very serious across the nation and right here in Jacksonville, Florida. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made a statement that I think we need to understand. John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus says, "If you continue, that is to constantly stay in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." The word indeed, we could translate truly. In other words, if we stay in the word, continue in the word of God, Jesus says that's an indication that you're truly one of my disciples. And then he goes on to say, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, the scripture says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, notwithstanding the attitude of the mindset in society today that rejects truth, refuses to hear truth, repulsed and refusing to follow what is truth, George Orwell, the secularist, made this statement. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place today. Donald Trump, for example, is speaking truth. He's hated for it. And yet, the socialist Marxist dictator-in-chief that stole the Oval Office, Joe Biden, wants to accuse Trump, and of course it's not just Biden, it's the entire Biden cabal, wants to accuse Trump of being the one that's lying to the public, deceiving with falsehoods. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to realize that we're in danger as a nation as we watch the morals, ethics, and values plummet as never before. And it's simply because we refuse to hear truth. Looking at a headline that says most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, the millennial age group in America say that each person determines his or her own version of what is truth. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. A half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. A powerful statement, and I'll quote it. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, is that we stand for truth. We defend it. Be willing, ladies and gentlemen, be willing to defend the truth. Multitudes in every walk of life, rather than being confronted by someone that's challenging truth, multitude will compromise and bend the truth. You find that taking place in the political arena. It's the term they say, reaching across the aisle. No, they're saying we're going to compromise. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot compromise truth and it still be truth. It's an impossibility to do so. This portion of today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. It's a 165-foot flagpole. The top of that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a brief monologue today. After the monologue, I'm going to invite you to call. And let me give you that phone number, lest I forget it. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're going to be talking about the lead into the essence of the broadcast today, talking about socialism and what it's doing and how it's leading into a dissipation, a dilution, and or total destruction of our constitutional republic with the representative form of government. We're finding that taking place with laws that are being passed. And we'll talk about today in this broadcast the recommendation from the Surgeon General of the United States of America, suggesting that we pass legislation that will place warnings on all social media. Now, I'm going to get into the details of that later in this broadcast today. What is a warning on social media? In fact, in that proposed or push for legislation on that, talks about the need to do so because of violence that young people, youth, see online, and because of sexual material that young people see online. Ladies and gentlemen, may I hasten to say, I don't believe it's possible for a person to see something online today in today's society that is not acted out in reality or shown by way of movie, video, or textbook in the classrooms, and yet our government's supposed to be concerned about what is taking place online with our youth today? That's almost laughable if we're not so sad. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll also be talking about the City Council Bill 2024-0334 here in Duval County, where they're trying to do the same thing. They're trying to set up a thought police program in the city of Jacksonville that can persecute and prosecute Christians for what we may think that would motivate us to state something, to say something, or to print something, or to record something, or to promulgate something that's in disagreement with the letter of the law if the bill passes. So stay tuned. Join in the dialogue and discussion today. Again, that number is 904-831-0917. Let me go back to the Hillsdale article. It says, a few years ago, a New York magazine posted the question, when did everyone become a socialist? Goes on to say, the far left in America aims to bring about a great recess of the economy and our way of life in America. The economic goal of the Great Reset is a Great Reset as capitalism with Chinese characteristics, a two-tiered economy with profitable monopolies and the state on top, and socialism for the majority on the bottom. Sadly, this writer says, socialism is becoming increasingly popular, especially among the youth. You may be aware of the shocking survey showing that very fact. During the COVID-19 pandemic, supporters of socialism among those 16 to 23 years of age jumped to 49%, and socialism also increased in popularity among all ages. Goes on to say, too many young Americans have not been taught what socialism really means, or the dismal history of its failures wherever it has been tried. Further, it states, Marxist-inspired critical race theory is a prime example. Classrooms on the far left, professors, critical race theory has infiltrated every level of government as well as the school boards and even the military, which teaches young Americans to categorize their fellow citizen according to their race, and it's very dangerous. Winston Churchill said, socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy, end quote. Let me read that again. Winston Churchill said, socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. I couldn't have stated that any better, ladies and gentlemen. We need to recognize that that is what is taking place. So what are some of the main indicators that a nation is shifting into socialism? Going to touch on that, then make a transition into some of the proposed laws, some of the things that's taking place on the national and state level, as well as the local level, with pushing ordinances, laws, rules, and regulations that will quench the free speech, that it will summarily stop Christians, conservatives, and patriots from speaking freely in the society in which we're living in today. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the indicators of socialism that we see taking place, some of the main indicators that our nation is shifting radically to the left. First of all, less and less freedom of speech. A rapid encroachment on what we can say across America. And ladies and gentlemen, across our nation, cities and states and national government enacting laws and regulations and restrictions of what we can and cannot say. And laws and rules and regulations, ladies and gentlemen, that open Pandora's box for morals and ethics and values to be absolutely destroyed. Looking at a headline, Joe Biden's sex agenda crashes and burns for the third time. The article is dated June 17th. For the third time in just recent weeks, Joe Biden's sex agenda has crashed and burned when it has faced a federal judge. The newest rejection of his rewrite of the decades-old Title IX law that changes the definition of sex to gender identity or ideology. Comes from the judge, a judge in Kentucky, who is in his preliminary injunction protected women in Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Virginia, and the in West Virginia. Biden's Department of Education has redefined sex from the 1972 law, includes all sorts of alternative sexual ideologies, insisting that what Congress really meant when it approved a ban on discrimination against men and women in school activities at the time. Biden's rules would face biological women to share private spaces like showers, locker rooms, bathrooms, change rooms with gender-confused biological males. The radical rewrite of Title IX regulations eradicates privacy, safety, and fairness for biological women and girls. The lawsuit against forcing gender ideology into education have merit, and the Biden administration's obsession with ease erasing women must stop, explained Liberty Counsel's chief attorney, Matt Staver, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about a four-page article. Gave you the highlights of that article. What we see taking place today through the Biden administration is a focus on anything that's immoral, ungodly, unholy, and anything, ladies and gentlemen, that would be considered a stench in the nostrils of God. We're witnessing the Biden administration pushing the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. We're watching the Biden administration forcing the military to use the right pronouns. And right now, the recruitment effort in all branches of military has plummeted simply because the focus is not on being physically fit. The focus is not on protecting the American Americans as a nation. The focus is not on having a military that's ready to go to war, ready to go to battle, but it's focused on gender ideology of changing the focus so that the main focus in the search for men to go in the military would be their gender identity, what kind of pronouns they use, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. I pray that you're well.
Yes, sir. You also. But everything that you were saying, it is so true. It is really true. And it's not really crazy Joe. I don't call him president. But it's his puppet masters that are doing this. And I think we're going to go into socialism. If you look at our universities,
Kenneth, we can hardly hear you. There's a rumbling with your phone. I can hardly hear you.
I got to let my window. Can you hear me better now?
We can hear you better now. Yes, yes.
Okay. But it's not crazy Joe. It's not puppet Joe. I think it's Obama and the cabal that is doing this. I think they said they're going to take America down one or two notches. And
what we're really witnessing, Kenneth, is the third term of the Barack Hussein Obama, illegitimate president of his era, with his third term through the puppet Joe Biden. Did you watch Joe Biden on the stage where he had simply frozen? It's where there was a fundraiser. Barack Hussein Obama and others were there, and Joe's still standing there with his hands frozen, looking out over the audience, whoever it was, and could not move. And Barack Obama had to go up and grab him by the left hand, spin him around, and then point him to the door and start put his hand on his back, on his shoulders, and started walking him out because Biden didn't know where he was, didn't know what he was doing, didn't know which way to go. And that's the umpteenth time something like that has happened. But now the Biden administration and the talking heads are saying that it's the radical right, the extremist MAGA group, that's taking video footage and somehow, some way, modifying the footage to make it look like Joe Biden cannot move, cannot talk, cannot speak, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're claiming that, and I'm amazed at the number of people that will perhaps believe that somehow, some way, we the citizens, we the people, are modifying the truth, because it is factual that Joe Biden is not competent, cannot carry out the task. But he's been able to do one thing as the puppet. He's the puppet. Barack Obama's the puppeteer and others behind him. But there's one thing that Biden, as a puppet, has been able to accomplish, and it's through about 110 executive orders. And the primary thing that he's done is to bring the morals, the ethics, and the values down to the sewer in America by way of legislation, but the legislation not being passed, but being tweaked. This is the reason, and I'll say this, Kenneth, and let you go. But when legislation is passed, this is the reason it's so ill-conceived for what we're talking about now here in Duval County with the Bill 2024-0334. It is the extension of the Human Reprobate Ordinance. And the thing that makes it so horrific is when a bill is passed, whether it's on local, state, or national level, the law is passed, but then it takes the embedded bureaucrats to interpret it and determine what methodology would be used to enforce it. The enforcement portion of any bill is the sad, dangerous part, and it's being promulgated by those that are not elected, do not have to face the public, are not answerable to the general public, and that's what we see taking place with what Biden has done. And just like with Title IX, where he has tried to tweak it, rather than saying sex, says sexual orientation or gender ideology, etc. And now the third time an appeals court judge or federal judge has said, Joe Biden, you can't do that. But I assume that Biden is probably going to appeal it to the Supreme Court. But that's Title IX of the U.S. Department of Education. It's supposed to give fair treatment and equal rights for a male or females. But what that does, the way Biden has tweaked it, what that really does is open Pandora's box so that there's no safe place for a female in the educational system. The shower rooms, the locker rooms, the dressing rooms, the bathrooms, all open for the gender-confused males that want to go into those spaces. So we're in trouble as a nation. And that's part of what I'm pointing at today, Kenneth, is the socialism that's creeping in. It's rapidly coming in, not just creeping anymore, rapidly coming in. Because in socialism, the government has the idea that we're supposed to protect you. The government has the idea that we're going to pass legislation to form the people, force the people, inculcate in the people what we as the government wants to do. And that's what we see taking place. That's what is frightening, should be frightening, for every Christian, conservative, and patriot in America. So, Kenneth, the question perhaps that many have asked, what should we do? How should we respond? We need to, as Christians, pray, plan, be prepared, and most of all, coming up in 4 months, we need to vote. If we do not vote correctly this time, I believe we've lost it as a nation. I believe if we do not cast the ballots rightly so that we can put Donald J. Trump back in office, I believe we can kiss America goodbye. But Kenneth, all we can do is keep praying. Yes, keep praying, keep looking up. Yeah. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for calling today. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking today about a subject that should get the attention of every citizen, every Christian, every patriot in particular. Will it be freedom or socialism? Freedom or socialism? We have a choice today, I believe, to make that turn around and make that difference in where we're going and what is going to be done. Ladies and gentlemen, so we're talking about some of the points that we see taking place on a socialist, Marxist, communist agenda for America. And that is, we see less and less freedom of speech. There's more and more in our legislative bodies that want to control what we say. Let me give you an idea. Is there any such thing constitutionally as hate speech? What is hate speech? Who is the arbiter of hate speech? Who's the decision maker on what you say and what I say, whether it is considered hate speech? But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. The U.S. House adopts anti-Semitism bill despite worries it could criminalize biblical beliefs. In an effort, an abrupt effort to address the anti-Semitic violence that has engulfed many American universities and campuses in recent weeks, U.S. House has adopted a new Anti-Semitism Awareness Act after ignoring concerns that the plan actually could threaten free speech and make Christians who adhere to biblical accounts of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection subject to conviction. The bill purports to try to curb hate speech, and while it passed and now is headed to the Senate, a bipartisan coalition says it was ill-conceived and was now is actually dangerous. ladies and gentlemen, let me summarize what this article is talking about. This article is talking about a bill that has been passed now in the U.S. House and is in the Senate waiting for something to be done on it. Right now it's silent. Don't know whether they'll push it into silence of one night or whether they'll wait till just before the election. Don't know what they'll do with it. But in that bill, if a Christian were to preach and teach publicly what the Word of God says about who killed Jesus, who caused him to be crucified, and most will say, well, based on what the Scripture says, the Jewish people say, let his blood be on our hands. And it was the Jewish people that said that, the religious leaders of that day. But ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the totality of it, in reality, the bottom line, if I can do a little Bible lesson right here in the midst of this broadcast today, in the midst of what I'm saying, if the Christian understands that all of us are guilty of Jesus Christ being placed on the cross, but yet at the same time, Jesus says, no man takes my life, I lay it down. And if I lay down my life, I can take it up again. So man is culpable, but God is sovereign. And Jesus Christ came into the world to die, shed his rich red royal blood on Calvary's cross, so that we might have the opportunity to say yes to Jesus as Savior and as Lord. But the wickedness of the heart and the mindset that somehow, some way, we can pass legislation that will refine the thought, that will become thought police, and make Americans say the right things based on some arbitrary and capricious knee-jerk law that's passed. And that's what's happening. And it's this bill that criminalizes biblical speech that's taken place in the U.S. House of Representatives. Ladies and gentlemen, this article is very, very clear. Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example, condemned the anti-Semitism bill. It will not be, I will not be voting for the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act because it could convict Christians of anti-Semitism for the belief that the gospel says that Jesus was handed over by Herod to be crucified by the Jews, end quote. And it's a longer article. But the whole point is, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the rapid march towards socialism. And now, as one dear person said on the broadcast on one occasion, why do you call it socialism? It is really, we're going into communism. Socialism and Marxism are the precursors to full-fledged communism. So if you want to call it socialism, is communism light? That's okay. That's L-I-T-E. If you want to call it that, that's okay. That's exactly what we're doing. We're witnessing that decline today in our nation, and it's being done with, quote, maybe good intent. I don't know. But I do know, based on the statistical data, that we're at the lowest level morally and ethically and biblically, theologically and doctrinally, that America has been in since its fundamental foundation. Headline I'm viewing, views of state of moral values in the U.S. is now at a new low. 54% say the state of moral values in the U.S. is poor. 74% of Republicans say that moral values are poor. 97% think that it is worsening by the day. Ladies and gentlemen, what's causing that? It is because of the global reset mindset that is in the Barack Obama third term, where he said he's going to fundamentally change America, being carried out by his puppet, Joe Biden. But ladies and gentlemen, it affects all of us. It affects everyone, conservative, Christian, and patriot. We need to be aware of what's taking place and what we need to do in response to it. Ladies and gentlemen, our religious liberties are under assault. Our Christian churches and pastors and religious organizations are being persecuted and prosecuted, being forced to use politically correct, woke cultural pronouns and expressions. Would you have ever dreamed that we'd come to this low point in America where we're being told what pronouns are proficiently used and what pronouns are acceptable in the woke society which we're living in? Would you have ever believed that Christians and churches and pastors would be faced with legislation, rules, regulations, and laws that could destroy our moral, ethical freedom? We're faced with that today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.